Okay, we're up to Son of Zion, Amad Aleph at the bottom. V'hoyam agil l'mach tzahar, through the seer of the mountains, it fell down the sheer mountain and it knocked against the rocks and was dismembered. Iboyelu, osen evorim mahin b'hanah. Are the evorim of the seer mishaleach mutter b'hanah or asur b'hanah? Rabu Shmuel, chadamar mutarim, one holds them mutter, v'chadamar asurim. One holds that they're asur. And even though we have a klal, ein lecha davar shenasa mitzvah, so umbalimbo, that remains asur after the mitzvah, here we'll see there's a pasuk that tells me that it's asur. A special pasuk, and maybe it's one of the three things, now it's a third thing, shloshim dvarim, that nasa mitzvah, and you don't learn from them. Or the reason I need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter is because if I wouldn't have the pasuk tell me it's mutter, I would think I'd learn from the pasuk that it's asur. So this is an exception to the rule. So Rabbi Shmuel, Chadam of Mutarim, Chadam of Asurim, Mandam of Mutarim, Dichsi, Bamidbar. One who says that it's Mutar learns it from the word Bamidbar. Vashilech es Asor, Bamidbar. Ukroy Yiseiruhu, the Midrashay, Hefker, Kamidbar. It's Hefker, you can use it for anything, just like the Midbar. Mandam of Asurim, Dichsi, Gzeira. And the one who holds Asur learns it from the word Gzeira. And the Gzeira means Rashi, Lashon Chomer, the Isser. Gzeira is something that's Asur. A decree, that kind of gzeira, even though the gzeira of the pasuk doesn't mean that. Eretz gzeira means a land that's cut off from other lands, a desolate place, but it also has the meaning of gzeira. And the Bamidbar who learns it from Bamidbar needs the Bamidbar, because otherwise you'd learn from the gzeira that's also where it says high midbar. The one who holds it, it's also, what does he do with the pasuk midbar? That's mashma, it's hefker, it's mutter. He needs it for what the following brisa learns from the word midbar. Hamidbara, hamidbara, bamidbar. Says twice hamidbara and once bamidbar. The rabbos Nov, Givon, Shiloh, Beisalam. That in all these cases, wherever the Mishkan was, in Nov, Givon, in Shiloh, and in the Beis HaMikdash, all of these halachas applied. Rashi, Hamidbara, Hamidbara, Bamidbar, Shalosh Mikros Binyan. Shalosh also Azazel Hamidbara, the Shilach Bian Ishiti Hamidbara, the Shilach Esasoir Bamidbar. So one comes to tell me Novan Givon, one Shiloh and Beis Olam, all the different Masavim of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. The truth is that there is a Shita that holds that they didn't bring the Chlal Par Vesoir Shil Yom HaKippurim in Shiloh. In Bamas Tzibur, so Bechlau, in those years they didn't do it Bechlau. But according to Man Yomer, that they did bring those karbanos, you need these psukim to tell me that even there they had to throw this sawyer, take it out to the midbar and throw it off the mountain. The Idach, the Ravdaf was the same place. No, there was no special place to do it. It has to be in Eretz Gezer. So wherever they were, if they were outside Yerushalayim, there was one place. Outside Shiloh was another place. There's no specific place, as the Torah said. Just said you have to go to Eretz Zera. It means a land that was cut off and a mountain. So wherever they could find a mountain that's cut off, they went. Versus the Ilach HaGzera, the one who holds that that it's mutter. What does he do with the pasuk Gzera? Gzera, en Gzera lechatucha. Gzera means to cut it into pieces. Gzirin is pieces. Gzera means to cut it up. It's by the mountain, something that has a sheer drop. It's cut off. It's a cut off drop. Another idea of gzeira is I might think that this is just a useless kind of thing. What in the world is throwing a goat off a mountain going to make kapara? Right? It's a gzeira. It's a decree. Rashi, Chatucha Tzuk Chatuch Peskifa Velo Mushba Kolkach. Did we get here yet? Yeah, that means what's it called? It's not a mountain that has an incline, but it's a sheer drop. It's cut off. Dovra Misgazer V'Yorid Hasuer Misgazer Bo Evorim Mevorim. And when you throw it off, the seer gets cut into it gets dismembered. Shema Tomer Maisa Tohem, Ma Kapora Yesh B'Shiluach Zeh. What kind of kapora can be affected by throwing a seer off a mountain? Ma yesh biyad psuk ze lahoel. Okay, go on. Omar Rava, Mistabra command the Omar Mutarin. Rava says it's Mistabra, like the man the Omar said that the Mutz Mutar. Lo Omar Torah shlach le takolo. This week, Sedra, we have, you send one of the birds that you bring, the Mitzora brings to be Matayar, this shilach also apnei asode. So the Gemara over there says that it's Mutar Bahana, that bird. Because if Biasar, we create a tremendous takola, that people would find the bird, not know that it's a tzipor from a Mitzora, and use it. So the Torah didn't tell you to send something away that should be a takola, should be a stumbling block to people. So Mishnah, it's Mutar. Same thing over here. People aren't going to know that this is from the Sira Mishtaleach. They're going to find these Eivorim, and they'll use them for something. Even a Goy will end up using it, or whatever. A Jew, obviously, is not going to be able to use it. It's Osir because it's Osir Bachila. And there's a Shaila Takis Machlokis. Whether they're on Mutar Bahanoah, that's the thing, or they're Mutar Mamish Bachila, because they're throwing it off the Tzuk. It's like Shrita. That's it, Shrita. Could be it's Mutar Bachila, too. Tana Rabbanan, Azazel Shiel Az Vikosha. Right, the mountain should be a strong, hard mountain. Yochel Biyishuv. I might think you do this in the in an inhabited area. Talmud Lomar by Midbar has to be out in the desert. Menayin Shibitzuk. How do you know that you have to take it up a mountain? Talmud Lomar Gzeira. That has to be thrown off and dismembered. Tanya Idach Azazel Kosha Shibaharim. Azazel means like Az. There's something strong. Something hard, hard mountain. The chain who omer v'es eile ha'aretz lakach. The strong ones. Eil means strong. Tonez Rabbi Shmuel azazel shemechapra ma'isa uzu v'azoel. Right, Rabbi Shmuel says that why is it called azazel? Because mechaper on what uzu and azoel were the fallen angels. They were the nephilim that came down to earth. They tainted that people. The time is on the Rebbeinu Shem against people, and the Rebbeinu Shem said, if you would be human beings and have all the nisyonos, you wouldn't be able to hold back either. So he made them into human beings, and Taka, they were the ones that went after Benos Ha'adam, and they had what's it called, children, the Nephilim, from them. So they were over Gilei Arayis. So it's Mechaper on Gilei Arayis. And the Mefarshim explained the Tzir L'Azazel is Mechaper on all the Averis. But the reason it's called Azazel is because it happens to Mechaper on Maisa Uza V'Azazel also. And I was thinking the reason is because it's a limud schus on us. Because these malachim, what's it called, had tainas on human beings that they're not like angels. So the Rav Shlom said, if you would be on the nisyonos they have, you also wouldn't be angels. So it's a limud schus on all the other Averas also. Rashi, l'takala, shim so'im adam v'yehenemihim. Rashi's mashma that it's only mutar b'hanah. Because the takala is that people find them and have hanah from them. Eat them, you can't eat them. They're nevel. Shalo yeda shehu hayu min ha-soyer. They won't know that they came from the soyer. She'oz v'kosha, el eil loshen kosha. The word eil means strong, hard. U'minayin shebetzuk, Har Zokuf. How do you know you have to throw it off a steep mountain? Zeiro Chatucha, that it should get cut up. Uz of Azoil, Malochi Chabola, Shiyordu La'oretz Bimei Nama, Achos Tuvokayin. These are Malochi Chabola that came down to earth in the time of Nama, the sister of Tuvokayin, who happened to be Noach's wife. Valeim Nemar, Vayir B'nei Elinus B'nos Ha'odam. On them it was said that the Beneho Elohim, those are the angels, saw Benos Ha'adam, Kolomer Alo Arayis Mechapers, Mechaper and Arayis. From here you see though that there's the idea kosha doesn't necessarily mean hard, that it's a difficult thing. Hard means a strong thing. I always like to say that's a pshat in all those Gemaras, kosha zivugam kikriyas yamsuf, kosha mazon nosaf shaladam like kikriyas yamsuf, doesn't mean it's difficult. Everybody speaks about why was it difficult for the Rabban Islam to make kriyas yamsuf, but it doesn't mean difficult. It means it's as hard, meaning as strong. Just like Kriyas Yamsuf is a strong nes, so too person earning his living is a strong nes. Zivugim is a strong nes. Doesn't mean difficult, like over here. All these things, kasha, doesn't mean difficult. It means hard and strong. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, es mishpatai tasu, dvarim shil mole nichtavu, din hu shi yichtavu. Mishpatim are things that even if they wouldn't be written, it would be proper. And as a person could come to us with his own intellect to the basics of these things, like murder and stealing and so on. The Elohei, what are the things that even if the Torah would not have given them, they're mitzvah sichlios, they're rational mitzvahs, even though the details of them are not necessarily rational, but the general idea is rational. Avodas Kochavim, Gili Arayis, Shvichas Domim, Gezel, Ubirkas Hashem, which are basically the Shavah Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Right? Though they're basically mitzvahs that a person could know on his own. And therefore the B'nai Noach are also chayiv to know them on their own. They may not have all of the details that we have, but the general idea a person knows on his own. The only one missing is Eivor Min Achai. As Kukosai Tishmeru, what's Kukim? Dvarim Shasotin Meshiv Aleihim. The Satan gives you a Yetzer Hara to think that what's the purpose of these things? The Eluhei, Achilas Chazer, right? It's not something that's rational. And the Mefarshim explain, I think the Marsha says, why this list specifically, there's a lot of things that are Chukim in the Torah. Why mention this list specifically? What are, isn't the list? Achilas Chazer, Levisha Shatnes, Chalitzas Yivama, Vataris Mitzoro, Sira Mishtaleach. Right? All these things are things that are mutter somewhere else. Chazer, there's the shibuta. That what's it called? It tastes like chazer. Yavama is what? Chalitza's hayavama. Sister-in-law's osser. Here it's mutter. You don't have chalitza, you have yibum, is mutter. Something that normally is osser, and here it's mutter. Shatnez, you can wear by tzitzis. What's it called? Taras mitzora. One of the tziporim you kill, and one you send away. And it's mutter. Sira Mishtaleach, right, also something that, what's it called, that the Averas, one seer you bring inside, one seer goes outside. So all these things have have like contradictions to them, within them. The Shem, that's a chok. The Shem of Tomer Maisa Tohen, maybe they're talking useless things. Talmud Lomer, Ani Hashem Chokaktiv, I made this chok. Chok means something that's engraved. It has its specific boundaries, and that's it. I made the boundaries. Ve'ein lecho rishus laharbed, and you can't question it. Rashi, Mishpatai, Mashma Devarim Hamiyushorim V'Hadin Nosin Lasoso. Mishpatim are straight things that Seichel would tell you to do. Makes sense to do. Chok, mashma she'enu el gzeres melech. A chok is a decree. Something that has no rationale behind it. The king said to do it, you have to do it. Kibo vayosibo lechok. Made it for a decree. Vayosimo so yosif lechok. Hasatan yetzer hara meshiv aleihem. The yetzer hara bothers a person about these things to question them. Aleihem tshuva lahatos es Yisrael. The Lomar Shatora Eina Emes. The Yitzhahara makes a person have doubts because of these mitzvahs that are not rational, that maybe the Torah is not true. Kimato Elis B'chol Eilu. They sound like magic voodoo. L'kach Nikta B'hem Chok Ani Hashem Gzarti Aleicha. And therefore the Torah said they're a chok, Eina Chanami. They're beyond your rationale, but they're a decree from the Rabban Shalom. Talmud Lomar Ani Hashem Achukosai Koi. The Ani Hashem is going on the chukim. The Minayu Solid, that's where it follows. It follows the Chukim. Eskukosai Tishmru Ani Hashem, Chakaktim Gizartim. I commanded, I decreed them. Okay. Amosai Matami Begodim. So the Gemara says, well, the Mishnah says, from what time, right, says that the Hasholeach also Bamidbor Yechabesh Begodim. So when does his Begodim become Tamei? When he's called Hasholeach also Bamidbor. Tanu Rabbanan, HaMishaleach Metami Begodim, Dein HaShaleach is HaMishaleach Metami Begodim. So some learn, Rashi, HaShaleach is HaMishaleach, HaMalavin Osam Yerushalayim. The people who escort him, their Begodim aren't Tami. Only the one who actually is in charge of leading the seir, but not the shaleach as a mishaleach. Some say shaleach as a mishaleach means the kohen gadol. He's the one who sends it. He's begotten, they'll become tameh. So the mefarshim asks, what do you need a pasuk to tell me the begotten of the kohen gadol will become tameh? He has to do the rest of the avod. Obviously, he doesn't become tameh. Doesn't need the. That's what's it called. Maybe the halamina was it. He'd have to switch begotten in the middle. And put on a different begadim, different big day lovin. But then you'd have more tefillas, and so they say that means that the case the what's it called the mishaleach became sick or whatever, and he had to send somebody else in his place. So then the second person is the one whose begadim become tamei, not the first one. I might think that as soon as he leaves the Azorah with the Seir, he becomes, his begotten become Tameh. Tamed Lomer HaMashaleach. He has to be sent. You're not sent into the desert till you, what's it called, till you get into the desert. I HaMashaleach Yochlat Shagil Atzuk. I might think, your begotten don't become Tameh till you get to the mountain. Not in the desert itself. Tamed Lomer HaMashaleach. An extra Ribui. HaKetzad Mishiyotze Chutz L'Chomos Yerushalayim Divrei Yehuda. The Yehuda, as soon as they leave the Chomos of Yerushalayim, that's when their begotten become Tameh. That's when his begotten become Tameh, the Ishiti. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Azazel, the Chibes, says, what's it called? Azazel HaMidbar, and right after that says the Chibes begotten. So it only becomes Tameh when he gets to the mountain. Adshi Higiel Etzuk. You have to first get to the mountain, then your begotten become Tameh. Not in the Midbar even. Reb Shimon Omer v'hamishaleich es asoir la'azaza yichabes begadet. Mishaleich also means to throw it off the mountain. Zorko b'basroch v'tam begadet. As soon as he throws it off the what's it called the mountain, that at that moment his begadet become tamei. So there are three shitas. One is when you leave Chomos Yerushalayim. Second, when you get to the midbar. The third one, when you what's it called when you throw it off the mountain. Rashi. Tamed Lomer v'hamishaleich mashmash shilcho kvar. L'tzad ha-midbar. Right? V'ha mishaleach. It has to be that what's it called? That he got into the midbar at least. But he didn't have to get to the mountain, according to Yehuda. Zorko v'asroch, k'sover d'chifoso, z'rikoso, hi shiluchah. And Reb Shimon holds no. The shiluach means to throw it off the mountain. And therefore it's not matami begodim until you throw it off the mountain. Okay, Mishnah. Bolo etzel par v'soyar nisrothim. And now we're getting back to the Kohen Gadol. It's like meanwhile back in the Beis Hamikdash, right? The we left the Beis Hamikdash to follow the Ish Iti till he threw the seir off the mountain. Now we're going back. Meanwhile, while all of this was going on, the Kohen Gadol was doing the rest of the avoda. He came to the Par V'Sor HaNisrothim, right? The Koron, and he tore them open, and he took out the insides, the guts, nosnan b'magis, v'ktirun al gabei mizbeach, and he put them in a pan, and he was makdir to them on the mizbeach, kolon b'maklos, and then they put the carcasses of the seir and the par on sticks, moat, on a, what is it called, a moat in the Hebrew, but what is it called? A what?
A spit.
Not a spit. It's sticks to carry it with. What's it called? What? Poles. I guess it poles. Call them the maklos, v'hotzion the beis hasreifa. And then they carry them out on poles, like on a stretcher. Not a stretcher, but like two poles. They tie it to the two poles. They're also matami begadim. Right? Says the first people who are As soon as they take them out of the Azara, their begotten become Tameh. Reb Shimon Omer, Mishiyachis Ha'ur Beruban. Reb Shimon says, not until they actually start to burn it, and most of the body is inflamed, that's when their begotten become Tameh. Rashi, Balo Eitzopar, Chozer Lo Hatana L'Sidro HaRishon. The Tana is going back to follow the order of the Avod of the Kohen Gadol. Shumasadra Avodas Kohen Gadol. Uktani bala koin gadol etzul parvisoer ha'omdim lisari. Acher shemasar samishtaleach lemishu malicho bala etzlan v'karim v'hotzim ha'imurim. After he sends the seir in the hands of the ishiti, he goes back to the seir and the par that were shechted, that are now going to have to be taken out of the machne and burnt. The nosim the magus, he opens up the inside, takes out the guts that go on the mizbeach, right, the chelev and the yoseris alakovid, all the parts that you have to, and the kloyos, all the parts that have to go on the mizbeach. Bikorish al klisharis, he puts them in a pan, that's a klisharis, the ktirim. And kidechsi, the eschelev achatas yakter of mizbeach. The Gemara is going to ask, this is not the time yet for the Haktorah. There's still a lot of other things to do before he's actually makter these on the Mizbeach. So he wasn't makter these things at this point. He wrapped them around like a braid, braided them. Four people carry two poles, each a person at the end of the pole, four ends. Shnaim lefnim, shnaim lacher, two in the front, two in the back. Umahalchin mot, etzel mot, and one pole opposite the other pole, and the animals are draped over the poles. Va'par v'asor nesun maleim, murkavim ze al ze, and the animals themselves are overlap each other. The kofin ze tachaze can be clear. They like they're braided together. You didn't take them separately. You put the par and soyer together, braided them together, like, because one was mechap on the kohanim, one on the am, right? So the kapara of the kohanim and the am was put together. Ushleimivay, they're basically whole. All we did is open up the stomach to take out the evarim. Shelo nikra kreisim lahotz elish and nikra kreisim lahotziyem ureim. There's a slit in the chest area to take out the emurim, but otherwise the animals were not dismembered. Kinatanya migmarish and motzion shleimim, take them out whole. Motzion beisasreif achutz Yerushalayim. Beisasreif was outside Yerushalayim. Meimasay matam begadim hasukim bohem dechsiv asoreif osam yichabes begadim. The person who burns them, his begadim become tamei. So mishiyotz achutz chomos hazorim. More before his time, more explain the reason. If it says asoreif, then why isn't the halacha like Rav Shimon that only when you burn it? Why is it when you take it out of the Azor, according to the first man, the Omer, that it's, what's it called, that it's Matami Begadim already? The Ektiran, Sol Kedaita, Gemara says, well, they wasn't makter it then. He takes them out, puts them in a pan, that later on, when the time comes, he'll be able to be makter them on his back. That's Rashi's Girsa. Rashi says, the Ektiran, Sol Kedaita, Ela'ema Lihaktiran. Velogoris b'magis makterlu. We don't have a girsa. Tosus girsa is that. We don't have the girsa. Does he actually makter it in a pan? He puts them directly on the mizbeach. He's not makter them in the pan, right? That's the way Tosus has the kasha, which is the girsa mishubeshesi. Rashi says it's not the proper girsa. Kan over here. Uvmeseches psachim. Uvmeseches sota. The shaper havishayich lemisne latana nitirin b'magas. The magas malos on the mizbeach. Over there in psachim and in sota, the Gemara asks a similar question over the mission over there that says that you put them in a pan and you're makter them. And there the Gemara says not true. You don't not makter them in the pan. You makter them on the mizbeach directly. You don't put them in a pan on the mizbeach. Gemara over there answers, it means you put them in the pan in order to then put them on the mizbeach. The chavose, the shaper havishayich lemisne latana the ktira b'magis, the magis malos on the mizbeach. The ktira b'magis doesn't mean that you actually offer them in the pan, but you put them in the pan in order to offer them on the mizbeach. The chavose taninan tuva malo maktira b'klisharis. Right, many Mishnayos we have that say that idea. You're male and makter b'klisharis, not in the klisharis, but you're male them in the klisharis on the mizbeach. Male maktiro behenyano elahachi kasha. Over here, the kasha is a different kasha. The ektiran solkadaita. This wasn't the time to be makter them. V'chi achshav u'maktiran v'halo oldenu lovush big day lovan. He's still in his big day lovan that he was mishaleach the sawyer. He's still in his white clothing. That dying all of Likros are parsha migdalim alolu. He has to still read the parsha from the Torah, which we'll get to, in these begadim. He didn't change them yet. The Akarkak Yitpol, after that he goes again to the Mikvah, the Yulbish Big Dezov, and then he puts on the Big Dezov, Le'elo Ve'el Ha'am. And then he shecht his aisle and the aisle of the people, the next korban of what's it called, of Yom Kippur. And then he's tovel again, and put on again the white begadim to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lahotzi Kafu Machta, to take out the spoon and the pan from the coal and the ketores that he left there. And then he's tovel again, Limusafim, and he does the Musafim. The Emurei Chata Salolu. And that's when he's makter the Emurim of the Par V'Soyer. The Tavit Shobei Rabbayim, and he makes a Tavit Shobei Rabbayim. So it's a long way off from being makter the Emurim of the Par V'Soyer to where we were holding before. So why does it say the Ektira? It's Mashmi doesn't then. Kinektari with Pirkin L'Kamon. Now he removes them in order later to be makter them. But not he removes them and is makter them now. Nosin lamagis lehaktiran bolim is meh kishagir is mani. When the time will come, he'll be makter them. But right now he takes them out in order to be makter them.